We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
One of our favorite parts of the show is talking to Matt Rausch of TV Insider. He joins us. By the way, you can follow Matt on Twitter, too, at TVGM Matt Rausch when you get a chance. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Well, here we go. Netflix seems to be coming up with a lot of originals.
Well, they do, and sometimes not originals. I mean, in the sense that they picked up a show called Black Mirror from the British broadcasters, and they have a new season of that coming on Wednesday, which is sort of a futuristic Twilight Zone that mainly deals with, like, technology, the dark side of technology. It's an anthology that's been going for several years. This is the fifth season, which has three chapters in it. One of them stars Miley Cyrus as a pop star whose personality gets downloaded into a doll for marketing purposes, and one of the dolls takes on a life of its own, and it's less creepy than it is kind of fun and funny. But then one I think that TV fans are going to be most interested in comes Friday when they drop a new season of Designated Survivor, which was a series that ABC canceled after two seasons. And the third season, the entire season, of course, the way that Netflix does it, will drop for binging on Friday. That's the series that starred Kiefer Sutherland as sort of the accidental president, the last cabinet member standing when there was a terrorist attack on the State of the Union. And for the first two seasons, he was trying to hold the country and the nation together. And in this new season, he's running for re-election, but he's never held office. He's never had to campaign for an office. So it's an interesting political story for him. He's a very idealistic kind of politician. So in this way, sort of a wish fulfillment for a lot of people, I guess. And seeing Kiefer Sutherland, who once saved the world as Jack Bauer, playing the president, people like that too. But again, Netflix has a history, not a huge history, but some history of taking network shows that maybe were ending too soon, giving them a final couple of seasons. And every time now, we just went through the whole end of the season where a lot of shows got canceled. I get questions all the time. Will Netflix pick this up or pick that up? And usually the answer is no, but sometimes it's yes. And if you were a fan of Designated Survivor, the series will premiere on Friday on Netflix.
Yeah, I love 24. I always thought that was a great show, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it had a good run. They keep trying to bring it back, and I have a feeling we'll see another iteration of 24 at some point. They now have new heroes taking it over. So, you know, the franchise isn't quite dead, but it's on pause right now. But, yeah, when 24 was on its game, there was no show like it. That was like, you know, one of the last great golden ages of network TV, having shows like that on the air.
You know, you're talking about all these reboots, and then I thought about Ally McBeal. I'd read earlier this week, Matt, that David E. Kelly, who created that, said he supports a reboot. He's just not the one that would do it.
No, you know, he's given up on network TV for the most part. He's found freedom in the world of pay cable and streaming, and he's making news as well this week because the second season of Big Little Lies, which was a huge hit for HBO a little while back, it won the Emmy for limited series, and now it's back for a second go-round. That comes on Sunday, and the news on the second season of Big Little Lies is that they already had an all-star cast with Oscar winners like Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, but now they've got Meryl Streep in the second season playing Nicole Kidman's mother-in-law, who comes to find out why her boy died at the end of the last season. He was not a good guy, but the circumstances around his death remain a mystery to most people, not to viewers, but you'll get more of that backstory. But having Meryl Streep on HBO mixing up in this sort of high-class soap opera, that's going to be one of the big events of this coming weekend on TV.
Yeah, who would have thought this whole scenario about 10 years ago, all the things happening on Netflix? What about HBO pulling the plug on Silicon Valley?
Well, not so much pulling the plug as saying that the next season will be the last. I think when you announce that before you go into the final season, it's not so much canceling as saying that we have taken the show as far as we can. It's a sort of the decision of the creative types to do that, and this is happening quite a bit in television, that people, if they get to make their own end game, that's fine. And I have loved Silicon Valley. I think it's a great show, but much like Veep just ended, when they went and they announced way ahead of time that was going to be the final season of Veep, you're able to, I think, even create a sense of event with these shows if you announce that you're doing the final season. The worst part is when you're watching a show and all of a sudden it just vanishes without ending, without giving you any kind of an ending. So in this regards, I will miss Silicon Valley, but I also look forward to seeing what they do in a final final season. Although you do think, given the world we live in, that they could milk this thing about these sort of misfits who create a much vaunted app or whatever it is they've done. Because I don't understand the business, but I love what they do. I love the satire on the high tech boom that Silicon Valley has done. And maybe even when that's over, Mike Judge can turn his attention over to doing a new season of King of the Hill. I miss that animated comedy big time.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of Netflix originals, you expect anything tonight out of Malibu Rescue, the series?
That looks to me like a sort of a knockoff, sort of like a teen knockoff of Baywatch or something. No, I'm not expecting much out of that. The thing is, Netflix is on the volume game. There is almost something every single day. On weekends, it's almost more than you could possibly watch as one person. And they have TV of all different kinds. There's stuff that aims high. There's stuff that aims sort of low. There's stuff that looks like you could watch on regular TV, only sometimes better, sometimes worse. To me, that kind of looks like worse. But again, I there's so much on Netflix that I can ignore a lot of it and be a very happy person.
The last time you and I chatted, one of the things you brought up, and I watched it, Matt, was the live show with Woody Harrelson, Jamie Foxx, All in the Family, yeah. The Jeffersons, and I didn't get to talk to you last Monday, so I really want to know your reaction and your thoughts.
I still think I love the idea of it. I think that it was a well-meaning homage, and I think the Jeffersons part worked better than the All in the Family part. The biggest problem with it was, I think, the miscasting of Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker. It had been a very, very difficult role to cast, but I think they should have gone with a character actor, somebody like if you know the show Veep, Kevin Dunn or something like that, who had some gravity to his body. He wasn't physically right for it, and also the way he delivered the lines, it looked like he was going for a laugh, like he thought he was being funny, and Archie Bunker never thought he was funny. So the idea that he played it more like a sketch than as a real grounded character, it kind of hurt that particular half. The Jeffersons half was more joke-driven, so that worked better. I think that Jamie Foxx's impersonation of Sherman Hemsley's George Jefferson was quite funny, a little bit over the top, but funny. And having Marla Gibbs come in the second, which was a surprise to everybody, reprising her role of Florence, I think that was a great gift for everybody. So in some regards, I think it was a nice try. I hope they don't do it again, but at the same point, it was flawed by some miscasting, although I got to say, Marissa Tomei really went for it as Edith. And it's like, if you think that went over the top, well, go back and replay Jean Stapleton. She played it with so much heart, but she was a frantic character, and they were playing, you know, they were playing for laughs. But I admire what they did, but I there were certainly some problems with it.
So this week, out of all these things that we've chatted about, what would you kind of focus on if someone says, well, I don't know what I'm going to be able to see? What do you think?
Well, I do think that Big Little Lies was a great show, and having Meryl Streep come back is really big news. And also we didn't talk about it yet, but the fact that The Handmaid's Tale, which is the Emmy-winning drama on Hulu, is back for a third season. That starts Wednesday on Hulu. And I think that the political relevance of a show about women fighting for their rights in an oppressive future society has taken on new life, given what's been going on in the political society of our own time. And certainly the people who make the show feel that. There's a line of dialogue in the third episode where the hero of the piece, Elizabeth Moss, and she's joined the underground resistance as a woman called June, and she is basically saying that, you know, there was a time when women still had choice. She's not talking about reproductive choice, particularly in that moment, but it also resonates to what's happening in our society. So I think in terms of probably the most important show coming back this week, it might be The Handmaid's Tale. Not an easy show to watch, but that's the point.
Yeah, exactly. Matt, always something to talk about, and I see the New York Times wrote today that, or yesterday I think I saw it, that their Sopranos house is up for sale for $3.4 million.
Ah, I wish I had the money.
I don't know if I'd still get the good bang for the buck right now, but...
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe New Jersey. Who knows, right?
Yeah, that's right. Matt, have a great week.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That is Matt Rausch here from TV Insider on WCCO. You can follow him on Twitter at TVGM Matt Rausch. He's from TV Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.